Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Catherine. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Today's episode is titled, Good Word Battle Between Them.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it.
It is meant as an almost synonym of fighting. Wars are waged by political entities, nations, or, before that, city-states, in order to settle political or territorial disputes, and are conducted in battles either by armies composed of soldiers from the nation involved, or mercenaries paid by a government to conduct battles. War has been a major factor in creating states and empires throughout history, and as such, has been important in their destruction. With advances in technology, war has become more likely to cause chaos and destruction in the lives and cities of both fighters and non-combatants, and, in keeping with the word war's origins, has spread chaos through the ages. Americans have known war's sacrifice, but not in the middle of a large city on a tranquil morning. Americans have known war, but they have been wars waged abroad over the last 136 years, with one exception, on Sunday, in 1941. Americans should expect no single battle, but rather an extended campaign unlike any other we have seen. This war will not look like the war against Iraq did a decade ago, with the crucial clearing of territory and the quick end. It will not be like the air war over Kosovo 2 years ago, where ground troops were not used and no Americans were lost in the fighting. You are much more likely to hear of the fight for something, or a fight for something, or somewhere, than to hear of the fight among parties, generically. Second, if a battle actually comes, your opponents are going to fight in fear and anxiety, and so by the sound of your words, you have done much to win a battle before it starts. Most of the battles were predicated on infantry's ability to get up close to an opponent and kill them, and that is still the case, for the most part, even with the introduction of cavalry units and the war chariot. The introduction of the war chariot, and, later, the use of elephants in battle, augmented the role of the infantry, but they never diminished its importance. When war broke out, Germany's order of battle placed 80% of its armies in the west, the rest serving as screening forces in the east. Some early conflicts in the war involved the British, French, and German colonial forces in Africa. On August 10, German forces in southern Western Africa attacked South Africa. There was intermittent, heavy fighting throughout the remainder of the war. On 29 August, Union forces led by John Pope attacked Jackson's forces at the Second Battle of Bull Run. On September 17, his Army of the Potomac attacked the forces of Robert E. Lee in what became the single bloodiest day of battle of the war. The combined forces of Robert E. Lee and Jackson had successfully driven his Army of the Potomac back during the 7 days' battles, as well as George B. McClellan, who had called in additional reinforcements for the push on Richmond. The resulting counterattack, which began the Battle of the Somme, marked the first successful Allied attack of the war. The German offensive in France was stopped in the Battle of the Marne, and the Western Front settled into a war of attrition towards the end of 1914, marked by a long succession of trench lines which changed little before 1917. Most Americans assumed the war would be over by Christmas, but bloody fighting in Manassas, Virginia, and a Union naval blockade of the Confederate coast suggested otherwise. The Confederacy won the expensive victory at Chancellorsville, suffering 13,000 casualties. The U.S. lost 17,000 men. The overall casualties in the Battle of Antietam were 12,410 out of about 69,000 troops on the Union side, and 13,724 out of about 52,000 on the Robert E. Lee side. Some 186,000 black Civil War soldiers were to enter the Union Army when the war ended in 1865, with 38,000 losing their lives. George B. McClellan, who replaced an aging General Winfield Scott as Supreme Commander of the Union Army in the war's opening months, was beloved by his troops, but his unwillingness to push forward disappointed Abraham Lincoln. In the United States, an ex-president named Abraham Lincoln sounded an oppositional spirit for saving our Union amid a civil war. In China, the Zhou dynasty gained the upper hand in 1046 BC by means of a battle, and conflict in the Warring States period was resolved when the state of Qin defeated other competing states in a battle, reuniting China under Emperor Shi Huangdi. The victory of the Allied powers in the Battle of Caporetto led to a meeting of allies in
Rapallo, where they formed a higher war council to coordinate plans. 2. Just prior to his engagement with the Philistines, David had been engaged in battles that had required far greater thought, caution, and patience. The reason why the Philistines came out in their entire military gear and marched in front of the men of Israel was that he wanted them to be alarmed and very fearful. Thirdly, the Philistines were angered because they thought that David had tried to get somebody else to fight Goliath, only that David might get a look at the fight. The word battle that he had to participate with himself and King Saul was more trying for him than going out to strike at the Philistines in the power of the Lord.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Catherine, and this was episode 9 of Podka. See ya next time.